How's he doing? Anyways, you know how it is.
Out of all of them, I will think Dr. Edwards is the one that I probably orient best in terms of, like, we're hoping that she is existing.
Okay, so this is now the next. All right, what is her role? Like,
so she's going to be here for now, for December. Meaning
okay.
She's going to cover the dates that you're not here, or the dates that you're here, but we can't find it. So long. December is very challenging because a lot of people are out taking vacation and staying providers here.
Also,
so, and I have Eva, she usually covers, she's going to be out for the whole month traveling. So I'm like, oh my God. So we are
struggling.
So I know. But
so where is this doctor from? What's her name?
Dr. Eloise Sylvie Westbrook. She's from Kentucky.
Okay.
She's not local, but she's looking
to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really wants full time. She's not interested in PRN, but we have convinced her to start PRN to make sure it's a good fit before we offer full time. So your guys' feedback.
To make that decision.
The most important
aspect is going to be yours. Yeah. You know, and just complete transparency. You know,
Listen, Dr. Pietro is always, in terms of patient care, he's fine and he's very nice, but it's just very hard when it's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just back.
Yeah.
Been here a long time, though.
Me? Yeah, I've been here 13
years. So I was with Surgery Partners many years ago when we built this site.
Okay.
I mentioned a long time ago. I have blonder hair.
So you were with Surgery Partners and then you...
Left after about 6 years.
And then where did you go?
After there, I actually joined a funding company.
Okay.
Personal injury stuff for a bit, and then I went to Surge Center Development, and then a company called Value Health.
Yeah, I ended up randomly coming here, helping out, and then I just... Now I joke around sometimes, but I was like, oh, looking back, but I've moved around, not moved around in the sense I just went from Surgery Partners and then just got so busy, and then I kept taking on more and more of this, and then now I'm in my CRH. Surgery Partners, every once in a while, I was like, well, I'm hoping she'll work out. Dr. Pietro is very disappointed, but it's tough on the days that, like, I'm not there or Elena's not there to help, like, independently. So I feel terrible. I'm not
scared. It's hard. and that's why.
That is the whole point of most of it. Kind of like the parent situation. You're not going to be the first priority.
You
have
permanent
to commit as well. And I hope they all work out. And definitely would love to have. I think Elena and I work well here. But we definitely need that third person. There are enough. I mean, there's at least 4 days a week where we aren't in need of that.
Yeah.
And
also to accommodate your days off. You know, I want to be able to provide the days that you wanted, and I know you've been very flexible, and I appreciate that a lot. But we don't want that in the long term. You know, I want you to be able to take off the days that you want, and you don't have to, you know, be like, I haven't felt covered.
And I have been trying to work through it because, you know, I want to be a team player, but at a certain point, you know, I mean, I've always done it, but, like, I'm glad you understand also because, like, Nikki, I'm really nervous about what's going to happen because I have 2.5 weeks of vacation coming up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm having anxiety for the place.
I know.
Where are you going?
I am going to India.
You are?
Yeah. even I, like, gave up my Thanksgiving vacation. I mean, again, I, like, I'll work as a team, but it would be nice to have another
solid, reliable, yeah.
Back to balance.
Yeah, I think we do need a balance, especially because we often do have three rooms and just want it to run as efficiently as possible. And, well, it'll be nice. I'll let you know
with her. She actually told me this morning when I was on my way here, so I didn't have my computer. I need to know what days you're working that week and a day that is not a tax day, so we can plan it out together. Maybe it'll take you a couple of days. I think she could, you know, come and just shadow you and do the orientation.
Like Friday is a good day because I'm going to be working with Dr. Goldster, who only runs one room. It gives me a chance to orient her to that room, but then also how two rooms work.
Exactly.
Because they have to be able to do both options.
So I'll see if she's available then the Friday after Thanksgiving. And if you're working with them.
That Friday, not immediately after close.
No.
The 1st
one.
Of December.
Yeah. Oh, that one, yeah.
The 1st of December. I'm sure I'm on. Well, you haven't given us.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about that. I have to add her to give you that. So let me add her today or tomorrow morning. I'll send you out the schedule, and I'll send Elena also the schedule. And then we see what works. I know that I need her for sure the 9th of December, so she needs to orient before that. And her contract.
Is 9th meaning we need a third provider that day?
I think so.
Oh, 9th is a Saturday.
Yeah, probably that. I have an opening that day, but I haven't. And I think I asked everyone.
I cannot.
Yeah, so that's why. So I need to get her oriented for that. So that she can
the 1st of December is a good day.
Yeah, and that way she can start, you know, fresh. But I'm hoping that's enough time, you know, to all the providers to see how she got work, how fast she could be, if she fits. And if not, like I told Dr. Bonsetti, recruiting is looking.
And you keep finding people,
yeah.
So it's not, luckily it's not that. It's just,
I think a full-time rather part. Everybody wants your.
Yeah, I tried to convince Ava with the CRNA. She wants complete flexibility.
Yes.
She wants to work when she wants and where. And you know what? That is the name of the game in the workforce right now. People want flexibility. They want to not forget all the other aspects of their life.
And it's not as important to people anymore. They can find it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My husband quit a shorter job. Well,
I can understand it because every time it's just fragilous. I can barely make it to the gym. I will get to the gym. One day.
Work-life balance.
Yeah. So it gets harder. Well, as long as I appreciate you guys keep working on it.
We're working very closely with our recruiting team. Make sure we get you to the gym.
I mean, thank God my kids are older, but yes, I'm glad that at least the gym would be great. nothing's ever happened with Dr. Piedra's patients. I'm coming.
Okay.
It was good to
see
you again.
10 minutes. It was nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Sarah, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll see you guys again. Yeah, and Melanie's fantastic. Easy to talk to. And she works as a team, and we make it happen. So I props to her.
Enjoy
thank you.
We will. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We'll be in touch. Talk to you later.
Bye.